Draymond Green off to Curry, left side, open on a screen for three. Got it! Steph Curry drills a three-pointer, and the Warriors have a 10-point lead with 7:05 to go here in the third. Curry pick and roll. Bogut carries it into the paint. Off it comes Iguodala. Left side it comes to Green. Out to Curry. Avoids Ibaka. Fires a three and hit it. Curry let that ball go and then turned away to look at Ibaka to make sure Ibaka was looking at it. He didn't even follow the shot, Yubi.
And you know what was interesting? He knew it was in. Now, he just knew it was in.
Curry with 21. Bogut rips it away from Durant. Ahead to Iguodala. It's a three-on-one. Curry steps up and hits a deep two from the top of the arc, and he exalts the crowd. Curry pointing at the crowd, smiling and laughing as he goes over to the bench. Curry, defended now by Durant, without the ball, comes to the ball, will get it from Green. Comes off the screen of Green for three, has airspace, and knocks down another. 15 straight for Curry, who's putting on an exhibition. 26 points for Curry, and a 20-point lead for the Warriors. Payne now will finally shoot it and miss it, and Spates the rebound. That will be that. Triple zeros here in Oakland. Warriors win game two of the Western Conference Finals to even the series at one apiece. The final, 118-91.
It was our ball movement. We moved the ball from side to side. We set good screens for each other. For the most part, we didn't turn it over. And when we do those things, as well as play defense and get stops and get the pace to where we want it, we find easier shots. So the ball movement has to travel with us to OKC.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So, A.J.'s beloved Warriors are back on track, and we've got all kinds of challenges going on today. So let's just wing it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the wingmaster. You want to get in? 713-780-ESPN's your number.
John, are you feeling the burn?
It's ipso-sided.
Okay.
It was bad maybe 2 or 3 minutes after the challenge.
But it's not pepper sprayed bad.
Well, I think I was better prepared this time. I had milk, I had ice cream, and someone brought sugar. I had hot water, so.
Yeah, you were very well prepared for this. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, Jong did 6 of the Atomic Wings from Quaker Steak and Lube, which... some of you will be getting a chance to do tomorrow. I have, 5 spots to give away today? Is that correct?
I like how
yes,
people are winning the opportunity. Like, it's a prize that you've got the opportunity to blow your guts out. Congratulations.
Yeah. But you get a $100 gift card.
That's the upside. Jong didn't get that.
No, he did not. But he was very well prepared for this because he was coached up. He had ice cream. He had everything. He made sure not to get it on his lips. So you're surviving in there, huh?
Yes, it was. I think I prevented the actual heat to settle on my tongue because I did have a lot of milk and ice cream. But once I was like, okay, it seems fine. And then I stopped drinking milk and ice cream. That's when I started feeling the burn. It's about up there with, I guess, some of the hottest things I've ever had. I mean, I eat Thai peppers on a regular basis. So I didn't know what to expect. I thought these were going to be like, worse than Thai peppers. They were about the same.
Okay. Well, that we did on Facebook Live, so you can, if you want to see the comments and stuff, and you can still rewatch that, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, that's on the station's Facebook page, and we'll try to get a link from ours at some point. But so you can check that out. You can see what Jong did, and we're going to do our own challenge here. We have 100 wings between us.
Yep.
Which we are going to kill off by the end of the show. That's the plan.
While doing a radio show.
While doing that's a radio easy. Show. Yeah. So most of the time, I mean, I'm guessing this is going to happen on break.
Yeah.
But if we're behind, one of us is probably going to have to talk while the other one gets caught up during the show. So we've got 100 of them here that we're going to try to knock out between the two of us. I have mentally prepared the best I can. I worked out today and burned off 3,500 calories and haven't eaten anything, so that should be about right. I should be okay. We'll see how it goes. I don't think I've ever eaten more than 20 wings at once, though.
Oh, I have.
So Ben says he's never heard anyone drop the I'm Asian card in regards to spicy food. Yeah, you did do that. You did drop the I'm Asian card.
No,
in
as
there.
as in we like spicy food.
Okay, and the rest of us don't. That's what you're
saying. No. I'm saying I'm used to eating a lot of spicy food, so I think I was semi ready for the challenge. And it is now published on our Facebook page.
Awesome. So, do you eat those little things that look like cockroaches when you order Chinese food that are really hot? What are those?
Cockroaches?
Yeah, they look like cockroaches, and they're some kind of pepper that you're not supposed to eat. They're just for flavor.
Oh, but yeah. Those aren't really that spicy.
Oh, okay. This was more spicy than that, huh?
Yes.
All right. It's good to know. Which brings me to the fact that we will be at Quaker Steak and Lube tomorrow,
yes,
from 4 to 7 down in League City. Hopefully the weather won't be like it was coming in today, and you guys be careful out there. Obviously, we have more rain. Hopefully, this is going to get out of here, and you'll be able to get home without floods and stuff. But it was not too good on the way in. But we'll be down there tomorrow. Looking forward to it from 4 to 7. And they have great wings. That's why I'm really looking forward to this. I feel like I can do this, AJ. I feel good about it.
I think you can. I hope so. I hope I don't have to pick up any of your slack.
You might have to. I'm not going to lie. If I were putting an over-under on how many I knew I could do in 3 hours, probably say 36.
Did you see the news out of Waco, Texas today?
I have not seen the news yet today.
The Baylor's Board of Regents is now considering firing head coach Art Briles amid a sexual assault and domestic violence scandal. Sources told Mac Engel of the Star-Telegram, which obviously the news comes after yesterday's Outside the Lines report. But I knew this was bound to happen.
Well, I got to say, it's about time people started reacting to this. And when you got onto it yesterday, it was because nobody was talking about it. And now it does seem like that it's gotten the attention it deserves. We'll have to see what happens from here, but, I'm not surprised to hear that. There's certainly, no shortage of smoke there. And, yeah, obviously a lot of these things are just allegations. But the problem is when you start getting a pattern and you've had guys convicted already, boy, it's really hard to believe that the guys didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And that's where the problems come in. So we'll see what happens up there. But I think it's, to me, this is bigger than even Art Briles. And if all this is really true, this is a conspiracy that goes throughout the entire university. And I think it's bigger than just getting rid of your coach. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So apparently, a lot of people on Twitter wanted to know what you have to say about the Rockets and this wonderful offseason situation. I'm sure we'll get to it a little bit. The coaching search continues. Just WJ says, so a team that fires a coach after 11 games is taking its time to find one now. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about Dwight Howard's latest comments. The Rockets are just a mess.
There's
no way around it. They look like they don't know what they're doing. And it started when they fired Kevin McHale 11 games in. That looked like a panic move then. And everything they've done since looks like a franchise that's panicking. And looks like a franchise that doesn't know what the hell it's doing. And I have to admit, I've never really felt like that about these guys before. I've always felt like, well, there's a plan. They've got a process. Maybe it doesn't work, but at least they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They have not looked like they've known what they're doing since the whole Kevin McHale thing. And it's amazing how fast it happened from a team that was still playing at this time last year to this, to an organization that looks completely in disarray. And I don't know what to make of it. I don't know. I've already said if they hire D'Antoni, I think that's a mistake, and that's not a guy who's going to be here very long because they're going to wind up firing him too. But we'll see if I'm right about that. I hope I'm.
When you say that, not long, what do you think that means?
This time next year, they're looking for another coach if they hire Mike D'Antoni.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. That's what happens when you get an organization that's completely in disarray like this. You start making decisions that are short term that don't work out, and then you start making other decisions on top of it. I have no confidence whatsoever in this entire organization right now.
They've given you no reason to have confidence, Fred.
And if I felt like, well, you know, they've got a plan or a backup plan, I'd say okay, but they didn't.
And I don't know. Maybe they believe that the best thing to do is just go all in with this. We're going to outscore everybody. Don't worry about defense. I think they're doubling down on the wrong horse.
Well, and beyond the coaching thing, I don't even know which of these guys is going to be here next year. I'm sure Dwight Howard's not, which is fine. But I don't know what kind of team they're even going to have, and I don't think they know, because they always had this thing, well, we're going to go after Chris Bosh, and if we can sign him, we'll keep Chandler Parsons, and we'll have this super team. Okay, that didn't work. Here's the backup plan. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go get Trevor Ariza. Okay, fine. They've always had, like, okay, we're going to do this. If that doesn't work, we're going to do this. More often than not, it didn't work. But when it did, they got Dwight Howard. They made the Harden trade. But I don't see any of that now. What I see is a roster. I don't see a single player other than James Harden that you should bring back. And you don't have assets to trade. I don't see free agents knocking down your door to come here. I honestly have no clue what they're trying to do. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Even talking Rockets now is frustrating.
Yeah, well, it is, because I don't really have anything.
There's nothing that we haven't said already.
No, and there's nothing new. And whenever they hire a coach, it's going to be, well, okay, let's see what kind of team he has around him.
Right.
Well, if you want to get Rockets tickets for next year when they go on sale, you know where to go, right? SeatGeek. If you want Astros tickets, SeatGeek. I'm telling you, man, these guys do such a great job. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. I use it all the time to look up tickets, not just for sports, but for concerts and things like that. And you're going to get the best prices. SeatGeek's always honest and upfront about the price, too. Unlike StubHub, they're going to show you the full ticket price from start to finish. So when you check out, you're not going to get a bunch of huge fees. You're going to get exactly what you thought you were paying for. And they take all the tickets available on other sites, put them in one place, so you save time and you never miss a deal. You can even set alerts for upcoming games, and SeatGeek will let you know if the ticket prices fall. So don't wait. If you want to go to a concert, or you want to go see the Astros, or you want to see any sporting event, and if you're going out of town and you want to catch something, SeatGeek can help you with that too. The best deals don't last long. Download the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and grab your favorite tickets before they're gone. That's the free SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com. Now dance, good chance, man. He never had a chance.
And I believe in you. It was free. ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, those breaks really seem short when you're trying to slam a bunch of wings. I got through seven.
Seven?
Yeah, it's the best I could do.
I think I got through about 10.
Wow. But
we got a long way to go.
Yeah. Well, we got until 7 o'clock to finish them. So these bourbon wings are really good, though. So anyway, Quaker Steak and Lube, thank them for bringing the wings down. And I'll be eating food there tomorrow. We'll see if I still want wings, though, after we get to 100 of them. Let's squeeze in a phone call real quick. Michael, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys, I was just wondering, what are the odds that Ezekiel Elliott will have more rushing yards this year than Dez Bryant will have receiving yards? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, it comes down to health. If Bryant's healthy,
and if it comes down to
Romo's healthy.
Yeah, he's the best player on the team. I'm a rookie running back. I'll still go Dez Bryant.
You did see that they gave him a fully guaranteed deal, Elliott. It's like, okay. Yeah, I know you guys are excited because you got a great offensive line, and but there's no guarantee that this guy's better than DeMarco Murray was at his best. And you know, as a Cowboy fan, I get that you're, oh, Ezekiel Elliott's going to be great. Maybe he will be, but I'm a little more skeptical. I think he was a really good running back that already had a terrific offensive line on a team that was considerably better than everybody it played, which makes me a little suspicious. And because I don't know how he's going to do, I don't know how he's going to react to the NFL. I mean, is they're going to be better defenses than what he was facing. And you're not as good as that Cowboys offensive line is. It's not like they're going to open bigger holes than he got at Ohio State from that offensive line.
No.
So, yeah, I'll still go if I will go with the proven commodity in Dez Bryant, but we shall see.
GI says, outside of his salary, I don't see a reason to keep Harden. Dude has turned into a cancer in the locker room. The problem is you can't go outside his salary because that's a big factor. That guy, he's locked up for the foreseeable future. He said, plus look at the players they have that have left since Harden's been here and how they flourished post-Houston. Again, you just there's zero chance this team can go forward without James Harden. I mean, unless he's, you know, charged with something outrageously awful.
Yeah, and where are you going to get another player of his caliber? That's the frustrating part about it, is you're not going to get – nobody's going to trade for him and give you equal value.
Right.
So now you're just getting rid of him to get rid of him. And what do you want to be, the 76ers? Is that what you want to be? Where you just suck 5 years in a row and you hope you get enough good players that someday you're good again? I mean, that's a problem. And you know, this is what you built around. This is what you have to live with.
And as far as there's a couple people asking about Hassan Whiteside. I mean, I don't understand. I like Whiteside. I mean, he's a solid offensive player, great defensive player. But isn't that what you just had in Dwight Howard? And how did it work
out?
Maybe
a little bit younger. I mean, he's a younger guy. Maybe he's got a little more.
But unless
in the tank long term,
the game plan changes drastically, it's not going to matter.
No,
because right now, the reason why Dwight was frustrated is because the ball never gets down low. You know, I don't know how much different it would be with Hassan.
Well, and that depends on who you bring in as a coach and you know what direction they decide to go. But honestly, I just so much of this to me is it's just guesswork until they hire a coach and until we see a plan for what they have, what they're going to do with this roster. And would he be better than Dwight Howard at this stage of his career? Yeah, if you're going to pay max dollars to somebody. But, you know, unless you add a couple of really good players to go with it, which I don't see how they're going to do, I don't see much hope for this team.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the same thing we've been saying for 3 months now. Let's take one more on this, Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, you just had a texter or a tweeter say that look at all the players that have left Houston since Harden's been there. I want to know who are those players that have left that have been worthwhile to even try to even keep the Harden's been there.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that I could point to a lot of success stories.
Kyle Lowry, but you know that's and. Are you really better? Would you really be better off if you had Kyle Lowry instead of James Harden? I don't think so. I mean, you know, that's because that's what it took to get the pick that got you James Harden.
Right. He's talking about how many guys have gone on from Houston that played with Harden and gone on to be better somewhere else. So Lowry does not fit into that. Jeremy Lin, maybe.
Maybe.
And he's not been a game changer.
Yeah, I thought he just met people who had left here.
No. I mean, there's plenty of those. Goran Dragic. I mean, but guys who played with Harden, the list is pretty short, and it includes Chandler Parsons, who everybody around here wanted to pay to be the third guy. I know Rockets fans probably pretend now like they didn't want him as soon as he signed with Dallas, but the reality is, at the time, most Rockets fans were in love with Chandler Parsons and thought he was the guy.
Yep.
Turns out he's not the guy.
Well, he was a douche when he was here.
No one wanted to say that then, though.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, I don't know if that's I don't know what that really says, though, other than that they just haven't put good players around him. And it's not, I don't think he makes players better. I don't see that. But, look, this is your guy. You're stuck with him. And until they actually do something with a coach and we see some kind of plan, there's really not much to say about
that. And the problem, and I really think there's a lot of coaches who are not interested in the job because that's their building block. You know, everybody talked about, you know, why wouldn't a Thibodeau take this job? Because a Tom Thibodeau doesn't want to work with that as his base.
Yeah, and a guy like Frank Vogel is more interested in going to Orlando, apparently.
Yeah.
So,
I honestly think Orlando has more talent than the Rockets have at this point.
I think Scott Skiles thought that too, but, you know, they've got a lot of young guys. I don't know how talented they are.
Right, but at least you see they could build into something, you know what I mean? With the Rockets, you've got one guy, and it seems very difficult to pair him with someone who he's going to improve.
Well, and also you seem to have a disconnect now between ownership and your general manager just based on what's coming out about who wanted who for the head coach, too. And that's never a good place to be. And honestly, if you're a good head coach, you're going to look at that and say, they fired this guy 11 games after he took him to the conference finals. What's going to happen if I make it to the first round of the playoffs and lose?
Right.
So, I mean, that's another thing that has kind of, I think it all goes back to that. It contributes to a lot of things. Guys don't want to be here for a lot of reasons. And, you know, it's not a job that you're going to have you're going to feel very good about in terms of having security. Because I think this is a one-year job. Because I think you're going to have a very similar team next year that's going to do a very similar thing. And then you're going to be talking about the same crap a year from now. J. Mark asked, could Mark Jackson bite on a deal from the Rockets? I'm not sure Mark Jackson is an answer. I don't know. There's not a name out there that sounds like an answer to me to this team. And Mark Jackson is another one. He did a good job at Golden State, but that team got considerably better when he left. Yep. I'm always suspicious of that. That, you know, maybe he's a good but not great coach. But
there's not a great coach out there.
No. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody who hasn't had an opportunity yet who could become a great coach. But I don't trust them to find that guy. They're not going to find the next Popovich out there.
Right.
It's just a messed up organization. Can we just ban Rockets talk until they hire a coach? Except you guys want to do it. 713-780-ESPN. Let me give something away. Okay, so Lamont says we're pacing 17 wings of commercial. We should be done by mid 5 o'clock hour.
Right.
We'll see how that goes. All right, so we do have some spots for the Quaker Steak Wing Eating Contest. Let me start with this, because I said this yesterday, and you called anyway and then said, oh, I can't go. Okay, you have to be free tomorrow. You have to be coming to Quaker Steak and Lube, and you have to want to try to eat the Triple Atomic Wings.
And you have to want $100.
Yeah, and you have to want a $100 gift card, because that's what you're playing for. So if you have what it takes to eat the Triple Atomic Wings from Quaker Steak and Lube, which Jong did today for free, I might add, just for Facebook, here's your chance to prove it. You're going to be entered in the Wing Eating Challenge tomorrow there at 45 and FM 646 in League City. If you can eat your way to the finish and you're the fastest one, you'll win a $100 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube. Check out Quaker Steak and Lube online at thelube.com. I'll give away two spots. We'll give away caller 10 and 11. Again, don't call unless you can be there tomorrow and you want to do this. Apparently, a couple people called yesterday and said, Oh, I have to eat wings?
Oh, they just wanted to win the $100?
Yeah, no, you don't. We're not giving you $100. There is a challenge here.
Yeah.
So make sure you can be there. All right. We're going to take a quick break. A lot more to get to.
A lot more wings to eat.
Preferably not Rockets. But, yeah, we'll see how many we can knock out here in the next break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Taking away to the dark side. I want to be your left hand man.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From
the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, I picked it up quite a bit on that break. I think I'm at 18 now.
I've got 4 left in my bucket.
Okay, so you're at 21. Bucket. Okay. Yeah, well, I've got... Let's see, how many do I have left in here? 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, and I ate one out of the other one. So, okay, I'm at 17. All right, well, I upped it from 7 to 10. However, I'm glad there's a big bag over there because I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is...
I mean, you can just use your empty bucket if it comes down to it.
Well, yeah, but I need to empty the bucket first.
Right.
Which...
You've got plenty. I mean, you're not that
close. Oh, no, I'm not that close. No, I'm guessing I'm probably 2 breaks away from even having to worry about that.
Okay.
But I'm not going to rule it out. And I realize somewhere
but
through
But if you
here,
throw up, you're going to keep going.
Of course.
Yeah, you got to finish. We made a promise.
We told the people we were going to do this. I am not backing down. I'm not failing in this, AJ.
Good.
You know, I don't do a lot of goofy things like this anymore, but when I say I'm doing it, damn it, I'm doing it. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did I miss something? Why am I getting so many what are the odds questions today?
I don't know. It's Thursday, right?
Yeah, it is Thursday. Did we miss a day or something?
I don't know. You didn't tell people it was Wednesday.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Steve says, do you think Maury has to go?
I
don't know that would fix anything at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, because the damage is done now. The groundwork's laid. Coming out and switching a GM isn't going to change the fact that you're still married to James Harden, which isn't the right answer. But I do think that if they go through another bad coaching hire, let's say they hired D'Antoni and he's not the answer.
He won't be.
Then maybe they should look to fire Daryl Morey.
Honestly, I think it all comes down to how does he rebound from this mess that they have right now?
Yeah.
And if he gets this team back to where they're a top 5 team in the West next year, no, he keeps his job. But if they regress even more than they did this year, then I think you have to say his plan failed.
I mean, even if they imagine if they missed the playoffs. Even in the first,
that's not that impossible. The Jazz are going to be better next year. Who knows? The Timberwolves are going to get better.
Oh yeah, we still think the Pelicans.
The Pelicans aren't nearly as bad as they were last year. So yeah, I think all of those that should be a concern. 713 said, "Boy, here we go. Stop talking. Enough. No more Rockets. There's nothing to add. There's nothing to add."
Ron says coaches are never the solution, and the NBA players are, with the exception of Pop and Phil.
Well, then that's not never.
Yeah. I do think that the same with baseball, really the same. Coaches, I think, are more important in football. But if you've got great players, it doesn't matter who your coach is. I do believe that. And that's why I've always said I could coach LeBron James to an Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know the first thing about coaching basketball. I could do it.
No, but a great coach can make a difference, though. And a great coach can take a really good team and make it great. A really good coach can take an average team and make it really good. But he does make a difference. And yeah, you know, all you have to do is look at your beloved Michael Jordan, who couldn't win anything with Doug Collins, and he gets Phil Jackson there, and suddenly they're unbeatable. And the teams without Jordan were really good, too. I mean, that guy makes a difference. Popovich makes a difference. So there are other guys who make a difference, not at that level. I think Terry Stotts makes a pretty damn good difference in Portland. Like, if you put somebody else in there, that team's not as good. But, yeah, you have to have great players. But a great coach does have an impact. Let's see what Chase has to say. What's up, Chase? Chase?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, man.
So you think the Canelo backing out from Triple G is really a time frame thing, or do you think he's really just kind of dodging Triple G for a while? I'll hang up and listen.
And we talked about this yesterday, and if you missed it, Canelo vacated the title, so, quote, they'd have more time to work out the details. which AJ took as a good sign they're going to fight. I take it as a sign this fight's not going to happen. And that Golden Boy doesn't want it. And for what he's saying, Canelo doesn't want it either. Who wants to fight this guy? And maybe it, maybe the only saving grace about it that, and AJ brought this up yesterday, maybe it's more about the weight. If that's the case, maybe the fight happens. But I think this is, and I'm always cynical about boxing. The guys just don't want to fight. They just want paydays. And we've seen it for years. So in my opinion, it just, to me, the guy does not want to fight Golovkin. And this is just the, just a way to, oh, well, we couldn't work it out, so now we'll have another fight between now and then, and it's going to keep dragging out, and we're going to have Pacquiao Mayweather all over again. But that should,
that should. I hope that's not the case. I hope it happens.
I hope it's not the case. I hope I'm completely wrong about this, but it's boxing, man. How many times have we seen it? A bunch. I'll answer that.
I thought that was rhetorical, but
no.
Yeah. The answer's all the time.
Need y'all's opinion. I was involved in the consumption of illegal narcotics about 2 to 3 weeks ago for the first time in months, and I just took a drug test. Should I be concerned? Weed, huh? Usually it takes about 30 days.
Yeah, you should probably be concerned.
3 weeks is close. Yep, there's some thunder and lightning. Great.
Yeah, if you've got a job who tests for drugs, I don't understand why you smoke pot.
Even if you're in Colorado and doing it legally,
yeah,
they're going to get you when you come back. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And in case you're curious what challenge we're talking about, we did two of them. Jong on Facebook Live did the hot wing challenge. You did six. You survived. You seem to be okay, Jong. Are you over it?
Yep. And I went back into the kitchen. I looked at the container filled with the triple atomic, and I was like, it wasn't that bad. Should I eat another one?
No.
And then I said, I'm an idiot if I take another one of these and I throw them away.
Good for you.
Good move. But it hadn't messed with your stomach? You haven't had to bust a grumpy or anything?
No, not yet. Okay. Hopefully that Pepto keeps it down.
Yeah. Now, you prepared for this very well, I have to say.
Yes.
So AJ and I are just trying to eat 100 wings between us, which, you know, not quite as bad as eating six hot wings. But a different kind of challenge, and trying to do it by the end of the show. I didn't really prepare either. I just didn't eat today. And I worked out a bunch so that
yeah.
I could get rid of these calories before I ate them. But we'll see how it goes. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I got some more giveaways as well. As a matter of fact, how about let's do another one for... let's do another two for tomorrow's wing challenge. If you want to be like Jong, all you have to do is get on Facebook and see what he did. You want to be like Jong and take play part in the Triple Atomic Wings Challenge from Quaker Steak and Lube tomorrow. Make sure you're free to come to be there tomorrow. Make sure you're coming down south to see us. We'll take callers 10 and 11. You get a spot in the wing contest. The winner gets a $100 gift card. Let's try Junior. What's up, Junior? Junior.
Yeah.
Today, Junior.
You're on, man. Go.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, sports guys. Hey, I'm just calling the reply of the guy who called on Canelo versus Gennady Golovkin.
All right.
Yeah, I've been watching sports my whole life and everything, boxing especially, but I think Canelo is going to take the fight. You know, I've been watching it, and I think Gennady Golovkin, the title as a big sub, it doesn't really mean much as the belt of WBC, but they keep talking about it becoming a big pay-per-view fight and not much about the belt. And money does get involved, which does hurt the sport, but it is a business. And hopefully, this is the next couple months, maybe 3-5 months, that it does happen. I just want to see what you guys think about that.
I mean, I I'm hopeful that's the case. I'm hopeful it happens. But I think that this is either a ploy by Canelo to delay when he has to make a decision, which that's fine. 15 days does seem like a short amount of time to get something hammered out.
To have a deal done, but
that's what it was.
But if both fighters want it, that's not that hard.
But I do believe that Canelo wants to fight, you know, somewhere between 153 and 156, and if he were fighting for the middleweight title, it'd be at 160. And I don't know. To me, Golovkin could make that weight. And
yeah. And I think
when they put a dollar amount in front of Golovkin and say that says, "Hey, if you make, let's say 155, you make 155, this is what we're going to pay you." You make, and I wouldn't be opposed to them having like a scale that says, if you want to fight it this weight, it's going to cost this much. You want to fight it this weight, it's going to cost this much. And let Golovkin's percentage be based on what he's willing to meet at. But either way, I think that this is one of those fights that really has to happen. I say it has to happen. It doesn't have to happen. But for the sport to continue to be taken seriously, this is one of the fights that has to happen.
But the problem is nobody takes it seriously for that very reason. Is the station apparently is down. Are we even being heard right now? Maybe on the app. Our app people can hear us. Yeah.
How are we looking? Uh-oh. Hmm. John's not saying anything. That's not a good sign.
Well, I'll go check.
It's probably a good time for us to go to break since they can't hear us anyway and eat more wings.
Yeah, John, send us to break.
Yeah, we'll do this. Hopefully when we come back, we're actually back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we're going down 45 South again tomorrow to do a live broadcast. Join us at Quaker Steak and Lube on 45 and FM 646 in League City from 4 to 7. Tomorrow's special features local brewery Running Walker IPA for just $4 plus lots of other happy hour specials. Visit ESPN975.com for more info. So, apparently we're back. Did we get callers for the contest or no? Because we need to find out because that happened apparently while we were off air. I'm officially at 27 wings now.
We did not.
Okay, so if you want to participate in the wing contest tomorrow and have the triple atomic wings, and you will be in League City and are coming out to see us, first two callers at 713-780-ESPN. I don't think I'm going to make it here.
Oh, you have to. You just said you won't fail.
Oh, no, I'm not going to fail. I don't know what's going to happen when I'm finished.
Okay.
There may be barf involved. You know what this is like? I hate this because remember Brewster's Millions when he gave him the millions and everything? He told him why he did it because his dad locked him in a closet with a cigar. Right. I hope that's not what happens here. I hope that I don't eat so many of those that I hate wings from now on because I love wings.
I love wings too.
I'm not loving them right now. I'm kind of just shoveling them.
Tons of people asking about Jalen Ramsey and his injury, knee injury. From what I'm reading, it's a small meniscus tear. And if that's the case, I mean, you're talking about 2-week recovery time, 6 weeks before he could probably do football related activities again. It's not a big deal.
Theoretically, it's not, right. Unless it gets worse. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
But it's not ideal that, you know, this is the second time in a row that your number one pick's gone down with a knee injury in the
Yeah, that's just not a good look. And you don't know when those guys are gonna be themselves. LD says, stop listening to the foolishness of casual boxing fan. The truth is Canelo has had to bend on demands for fighters such as Floyd Mayweather and Cotto, and now that he's the A side of the equation, he says, I'll fight Triple G, but at 155. People bring up he held the middleweight title, but that's when he fought Cotto, and he did it because it was a big-money fight. In summary, if Triple G wants these big-money fights, like he says, suck it up and concede the 5 pounds. Please share this info. Boy, I'm guessing you're a Canelo fan. Look, Canelo's going to get paid, whatever. But don't come out and say, I want to fight this guy. I want this fight. And then, no, I want this fight, but only on these terms. He's not going to fight him. It's just not going to happen. And look, Canelo would lose to Golovkin. I think we all pretty much agree on that.
You and I agree.
Vegas agrees. Vegas would have Golovkin as a significant favorite. If you're Canelo, if you're Golden Boy, you'd look for an excuse not to do that fight. Because you'll still get your big payoffs. I think if he gets his butt kicked, he'll still get big payoffs in the future.
Canelo?
Yeah.
Of course.
Because people love him. But, and, Canelo can do no wrong.
Well, he's also the best Mexican fighter in the world. No matter what happens, the best Mexican fighter in the world will always be a pay-per-view draw.
Absolutely.
The best Dominican fighter in the world will always be a pay-per-view draw.
You know what? Did his numbers go down when
Puerto Rican fighter, yeah.
Did his numbers go down when he lost to Mayweather?
No, they've gone up. I mean, not they weren't as high as the Mayweather fight, but they've continued to rise.
Well, none of them were going to be as high as the Mayweather fight. So, and as far as the 5 pounds go, I don't think Golovkin would have any problem getting down to that and then being at 162 the next day.
Yeah.
So I honestly think whatever, if he wants to dictate, if that's it, if he's just trying to dictate terms on the fight, to me it's going to be a moving target just like it always was with Floyd and Manny. Oh, well, we test for steroids for this. Okay, you agree to that? Okay, no, we need to do this. This is what's going to happen. The fight's not going to happen. He doesn't want it. And the truth is, he probably doesn't need it. 713-780-ESPN. I mean, he's going to get good paydays. Now, I don't think he'll get as big a payday as he would get from a Golovkin fight. But I may be wrong about that. The only people who may care about that are guys like us that are going out there all the time and seeing all these fighters. I think the casual fan probably, I still think there's a lot of people who have no idea who Golovkin is. Well, I guarantee you there's a lot of Canelo fans that have no idea who he is because they all think he'd win easily.
Well, they're not watching those fights. But
yeah, so,
I mean, I think it's the best fight Canelo could make. It's the, I mean, are there other, could he fight Manny Pacquiao? Sure.
And that'd be that would be another big gate. And another
Would that prove anything about how good of a boxer he is? No. It's kind of like when he fought Mayweather. I mean, most people didn't think Canelo was going to beat Mayweather. But when you lose to Floyd Mayweather, nobody says, oh, that guy sucks. He lost to Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
It's not how it works. I mean, everybody loses to Floyd Mayweather. So it's not a shameful thing for him to have that loss on his record. I don't think anybody would say, oh, Canelo sucks because he got crushed by Golovkin. I think it's that situation.
The more I think about it, though, why, if you're Canelo, why fight Golovkin? What do you really gain other than if you knock him out, then suddenly you probably are the best fighter in the world.
Yeah.
That's what you have to gain from it. And if you don't and you lose, well, does that tarnish things a little bit? I don't think so because the people who love him, it's just like the people who love Manny. It doesn't matter. They'll pay to watch Manny fight till he's 100 years old. And I don't think he's going to lose that base. And believe me, there's a lot of them out there. And I can't wait. I want him to fight just because I want all my friends who are Canelo fans to bet me again like they did against Mayweather so I can clean up on dinners all over town. But, you know, it just because I'd love to see it as a fight, and I think it'd be entertaining as hell, I don't know that makes a lot of sense for them to do that.
Christian says, please tell me who had Golovkin beat that's a worthy opponent. That's the sad reality. There really hasn't been anyone because no one will sign to fight Golovkin. And this is why Canelo has a great opportunity to steal a lot of thunder, really, because Canelo would be the first real main event level fighter to have stepped up and fought him.
And I think, I'll tell you what I think Canelo would have to gain. He's already got that big following, being the best Mexican fighter in the world. You beat Golovkin, I think you get a following from everybody else, I think. And it's not just people love him because he's Mexican.
And, I've said this to several Canelo fans when they question who the great fighters that Golovkin's beat are, and there really aren't any. I'm not going to try to make a case for any as like a great fighter because he's beat bunch of dudes that he should have beat.
Yeah, and that's one reason why if you really like Canelo and you bet on him, I'm not going to fault you because, yeah, who is Golovkin beat? But I can make the same kind of case with Canelo.
Well, yeah, Canelo beat a 35-year-old Miguel Cotto. He beat James Kirkland, who was clearly a shell of himself and still is a shell of himself since he's gotten back from prison and doesn't train with Ann Wolf anymore. And the other great, he beat a past his prime Shane Mosley.
Shane was, I think, lost 3 out of 4 at that point. Right. He was way past his prime.
I mean, the one fighter he fought, and I don't even know if he fought Floyd in his prime. I don't think he fought Floyd in his prime, but Floyd still beat him. Arislandi Lara is to me the best fighter that Canelo's beaten. And I mean, is that the name that goes, wow, that's a resume fight right there. That's the best one of your career. I don't know. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, I.
And by the way, when to that caller who called, who was saying that the only reason Canelo went to middleweight, or I guess that was a texter, right? The only reason Canelo went to middleweight was to fight Cotto for the belt.
Yeah.
He's even then, it was still a catchweight 155. It wasn't at the middleweight max. I just feel like if you're going to be the champion of a division, you fight at the weight for that division.
Shane's still fighting, by the way.
Oh, Shane will always fight forever until he's dead.
Well, that's that stretch that I was talking
about. Doesn't mean
about,
he's going
to
fight well.
I do need to be fair here, though. When I said he'd lost 4 out of 5, mm-hmm. he actually lost 4 out of 6. One was a draw to Sergio Mora. But the losses, Canelo, Manny, Floyd.
Cotto.
No, Cotto wasn't in there. Anthony Mundine was the other one.
Oh, okay.
So, but I mean, okay. Lost to Manny and Floyd and drew with Mora and lost to Alvarez during that stretch. So
even then, you're talking about a 40-plus-year-old Shane Mosley.
Yeah, who, we'll see what he does next. He's still fighting. He's 49-9 for his career. He's not the fighter he was when he was 28, 29 years old. But
all right, guys, I got to tell you about Dirt Free Carpet. Did you know that a lot of carpet cleaning companies, most carpet cleaning companies, in fact, will actually leave your floors dirtier than they found them? Not the case with Dirt Free. Other cleaning companies will leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick, make your pet sick, can make you sick. Call Dirt Free. 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They use powerful engines that create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. They'll clean anywhere in Texas. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. So
this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.